with you.
Show 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How y'all doing?
Great, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Chad.
I was really talking to the people who were listening, not you guys. But
our first Pagok 20 seconds into the show.
Awesome. Wow. Wonderful.
That's my job.
All right. So back again is Amy Lee. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Chad.
You're great?
I am.
Awesome. Did you have a good week?
Yes, I did.
Good, good. So are you and Butters now an official couple?
Yes.
Did you like?
And I did get permission to talk about him.
Sweet.
I know, but not everything.
Okay. Not everything. What do you mean?
I can just say really great things about him.
Well, can't we all?
Schlong or schlort?
Yeah.
Well, given his height, it's a schlort. Given the look on Amy's face, it's not. Definitely not.
The guy is a tripod. We'll just put that out there.
Right. That's what I'm not going to talk
about. When they get together, it's just say when.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then back from a very long hiatus is Charles Chucky Chuck Kavanaugh.
Hi, Atis.
How you been, Chuck?
Good.
Good?
Went to a sex toy party this weekend.
Did you really? I didn't think they'd let guys go to those.
No, it was a co-ed.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
I
buy
learned
a toy?
What a vaginator was.
What is a vaginator?
I can't even describe it. You had to see the pictures. But I did learn about the intricate workings of a Haitian love swing.
A Haitian love swing?
Yes. And if I can find a door jam strong enough in my house, I will totally own one of those.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you.
And then back again is Corey the Ozman Osborne. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
And everybody's wondering, where's Kevin? So Kevin, he might show
Kevin?
Up.
Yeah,
Kevin Clamato, not Clamato, whatever his nickname is, Coppice. Mm. He'll be back again someday. And also,
so frosty.
I don't know if he'll be back.
So frosty.
he's got some personal stuff going on, and I'm not going to talk about it. But
we love you, Kevin.
Yeah, I miss you, man.
Yeah, we miss you.
Jamie's not here, obviously, and Tim. I think he's like going to Utah again. So pretty soon he's going to be a Mormon. I'm wondering.
Really?
Oh,
no,
dear.
No, not really. But he's going to
be in
Utah.
Bring back enough wives for the rest of us.
And then we have an in studio audience tonight. We've got Thor in the audience tonight. So
Thor.
How you doing, Thor?
Hello. I'm doing all right.
Good. Welcome to the show. Dan may be in the audience a little bit later. I don't know. The beer of the day, just going to get that out of the way.
Yep.
Flying Dog Dogtoberfest.
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 It's like a dog party.
It's by Flying Dogs.
I got mine out of the way in 2 seconds. So.
And just like all the other...
Drink up, Nancy.
Just like all the other Flying Dog beers, it's pretty tasty. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing the beer of the week.
It doesn't have to be like St. Paddy's Day. You don't have to get... It's not 5 in the morning.
Well, Chad has to drink slowly because as the show goes on, you notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my fatty liver, man.
Your really? Fatty liver?
It really is.
God, bummer.
I had a pretty good week. Got to do a lot of stuff this weekend. Had a really, really bad toothache, but that's getting fixed. Still kind of do.
Yeah, what really? Is an endodontist?
They had that at the sex toy party.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
They're the people who extract teeth. Probably.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So probably gonna get a tooth yanked.
That was the anodontist I saw. Sorry.
You know, that's a common mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Common mistake.
They
anyway,
look similar.
I don't know if it's gonna get yanked or not, but they're gonna do something with it. So, Friday night, I got to hang out at the Frightmare Forest on their opening night and
raise the roof.
And Corey was there, of course, because he's the EMT out there. Kind of the somebody gets hurt, Corey's the first one to look at you.
Yep.
Awesome.
So anybody get hurt this weekend?
Yeah, we had two injuries opening night.
Did you really?
I wasn't
any
there.
Any amputations?
Not yet. But we do need some extra props, so if anybody has any extra limbs that they're not using,
yeah.
Put you in a nice bathtub and cut something off. No,
so
I wasn't there.
Had a dry spell for a while. There was one part I was using.
So opening night, there was an injury?
There were two.
When?
There was a stick in the eye walking through the dark part of the forest.
Okay.
Oh.
And
there
was
a cast
member
that got hurt.
Yeah. They were both cast members.
Oh, okay.
Was the eye
always
still on
fun
the stick?
Until someone gets a stick in the eye.
That's usually true, except for in some... exotic.
Did he like pull it off and the eye was just dangling there from the landing?
No,
it wasn't like Friday the 13th. No,
poke?
It was Friday the 13th. No, it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre when the old guy had the eyes.
Yeah, no,
you know what?
Like that.
I was actually in a show with someone once who was going to break a stick over his knee, which he did break it, but part of it flew up, stuck him in the eye, and he lost his eye.
Oh.
Yeah, it can happen.
Wow.
But
I was not there on Saturday because I went to see Altar Boys.
Okay.
Which was phenomenal.
Wasn't it great?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
It was
the show at TCR.
It's, it's over. They did have
so
a show on
funny.
Sunday, by the way.
So funny.
Yeah.
And so talented, those guys were.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Saw Alex Schulte Saturday night out at Xavier's pizza place. So he's the...
Well, don't make it sound like we... schmoozed with them.
No,
we basically waved from our table.
I said hi, Alex, and he said hi, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But way to go, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great show.
You guys were awesome.
Yeah, so you had a good time.
So, yeah.
Saturday night, went to the Roller Girls, watched them kick some major booty. I'll go ahead and right now I'm going to play Kevin and I went to the Roller Girls. Going to play a little clip from that right now.
Yet another day at the door.
Another day.
But this time I'm on the list.
You are on the list.
With a giant red arrow next to it. Does that mean like I'm super or something?
We'll call it that.
All right, cool. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Derek. Always a pleasure.
No problem, Canman.
All right, this is Canman. I'm here with Kizma Azbich. And tonight you're going against the Flying Squirrels from where?
From Paper Valley. They're the Paper Valley Roller Girls. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton. That's a tough little town.
Yeah, that is a tough little town. We were up there in May and got our little tails handed to us.
So these guys have some experience behind them.
They definitely do. This is the B team from the Paper Valley Girls, but we played their A team, and their A team is a very solid team, and I'm sure that their B team is coming up right behind their A team, so it's going to be a good game.
It sounds like it. I think it sounds like it's going to be a fun nail biter.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm hoping so. I mean, we want some good competition, and I think that these girls are going to give it to us.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kizma.
You're welcome.
This is Kevin and the Can Man, and we are sitting here waiting for the Roller Girls event to start. Kevin, this is your cherry breaking moment. What do you think so far?
I think it's pretty cool so far. I didn't really expect too much, but I guess the biggest thing that struck me is, well, they don't really got ramps, and if they're going to fall, they're going to fall straight on the concrete.
Yeah, they call the seats on the floor actually suicide seats, because oftentimes they get flying so hard, you'll get people in your lap. And imagine a 120-pound roller girl flying at 40 miles an hour probably doesn't feel too good.
Or a 200-pound one either.
Yeah, because there may be some of those down there too. So they're taking it on tonight. They're taking on the Flying Squirrels out of Appleton.
Isn't that like a drink or something?
The Appleton Flying Squirrels?
Or is that a pink squirrel?
And it might be a pink squirrel.
Okay.
All right, so we'll give them a moment here, and they'll get started, and go Roller Girls.
Go Roller Girls.
So there's about 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first period, and they are, Cedar Rapids Roller Girls is leading 49-8 against these Flying Squirrels. Holy crap!
Can Man and Kisma Asbitch one more time, and this is after the first period. How you doing?
We're doing really well. We're not communicating out there like we should, but we've done really well the first period. We know what we need to work on for the second period. We just talked about it. We're ready to go out there.
Yeah.
And give it to them more than they've got it.
Yeah, well, I thought they were going to bring it tonight, so what's going on? They're kind of...
You know, I think that they came down here expecting less from us because they beat us so bad in May, but I think that we've taken them on this first period and shown them a different kind of game than they thought we were going to bring to them.
So maybe they'll kick it up a notch and make it a little bit more of a challenge this next period.
I would sure hope so, because I tell you, back in May, it was not the same.
No, they have some bruisers on this team, too. They're getting pretty physical.
They are hitting pretty hard. They've got some strategy, but they're just, ours is better.
Yeah, you guys are doing some great slingshotting and kicking some major booty, so break a leg this second half.
All right, we're ready to.
All right. All right, this is Can Man and Kevin. And he thought I was going to sit on him. It's the end of the second period. The Cedar Rapids Roller Girls are ahead, 85-17. Any chance of the Flying Squirrels coming back?
I don't think the Squirrels got a chance in hell.
I don't know, man. They're getting pretty tough down there, kicking some major ass.
Who's kicking ass?
Well, I mean, the Roller Girls are, but the Cedar Rapids Roller Girls. But the Flying Squirrels are getting very physical.
Yeah, they're getting angry because they're getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, but there's that big girl, the really big girl, who just about had some fisticuffs.
Well, she took a swipe at one of the super fans down there.
Yeah, that's crazy when they're taking on fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy was too close to the track anyway, so.
Yeah,
either the ref was going to do it or she was going to do it.
Yeah, they got to love the super fans, though. Maybe she could get some interviews from them.
Oh, good luck.
No, that's all right.
I think they're I don't speak crazy.
All right. So what do you think? What do you predict is going to happen next period? So the
money they're going to score another 40 points and win by 100 points or so.
I think you're probably right. Go Roller Girls.
Go Roller Girls. We get to
this is a 13-minute check-in. 13 minutes left in the third period. Cedar Rapids Roller Girls lead 92-21. Holy cow, it's a blowout. Final score, 116. Cedar Rapids Roller Girls to the Flying Squirrels, 35. Way to go, Cedar Rapids Roller Girls. The crowd is going wild. Kevin, are you going wild?
Woo!
Go Roller Girls!
Go Roller Girls. That was fun.
You had a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So congratulations go out to the Cedar Rapids Roller Girls on their big win over the Appleton Flying Squirrels.
Way to go, girls.
Way to go, girls.
You rock.
I love you, girls. And I'm on the VIP list, so I really love them.
Yeah.
Now if it could be me and a guest, or, you know, that way I can get my wife in, too, or Kevin in.
So what exactly does the VIP list get you?
In the door. Saves me
without paying.
Yeah, saves me ticket price. So
okay.
How much is the ticket price? How much are you saving?
Because donating
each time?
Something.
I believe it's $13 in advance or $16 at the door.
That's good.
So thank you, Cedar Rapids Roller Girls, for putting me on that list. And it was so funny because I complained about it a few episodes back that I wasn't on the list. And they on the VIP list, Derek, the past princess there at the door, pointed out that the girls had put in a big red arrow next to my name that I am indeed on the list. So thank you to them for putting me on the list.
That's awesome, Chad.
I feel special.
You should.
I do, and I couldn't quit talking about it.
I know.
Now Chuck looks like the Unabomber.
It's just sitting across the table and like making eye contact with you.
You don't like
you
it?
You are on the VIP list.
I'm waiting for like secret lovers.
It's raining, man. So,
I just myself.
Just keep undressing me over there, Chad.
I'll turn and I'll look at Corey, give him the eyes. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
Okay, I'll look at Amy.
Chad's got
Amy's like, hungry eyes.
Chad, you have hungry eyes.
Thanks. Was that, who was that did hungry eyes?
I don't know.
Wasn't that...
That wasn't,
it wasn't Patrick Swayze. Swayze.
Yeah, it was.
No,
it
was Patrick in the Swayze movie. Did. She's got a, or she's like
she's
the wind.
Like
no,
the
she's got the wind. That's
she's
right.
Like the wind.
She's like the wind.
She's got the wind.
She's like the wind.
Oh, okay.
No, she's like.
If
she's
got
like
the wind.
Wind
she's like the wind. Is Patrick
That's
Swayze?
That's not very romantic. When do I?
She's got the wind.
Mexican, yeah.
Took her to a Mexican restaurant. Now, she's
trees.
Got the wind.
She lights the night.
Gets me going.
That's Taco Bell's new theme song.
Exactly.
She's got the breeze. Yeah.
Oh, moving no. on.
Moving on. Moving on. So that this past week, a lot of the TV shows, the new shows of the season premiered. Got to see some old shows returning. Got to watch the Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, and Two and a Half Men. That was they were all very good. Two and a Half Men. That's the Charlie Sheen, John Cryer show.
Kid. That's
yeah.
a half.
Yeah. Something like
it's,
that.
What do they call that? Have micropenis? A kid.
What?
I think it's a medical condition.
All right.
That's where the half man in the show comes from. I don't know that they've ever shown it on the screen.
That would be a schlort.
That would be extremely schlort.
A schliny.
Yes. A schliny. There we go.
That's the guy with a really small butt?
No, a really small penis, Jen.
Oh, okay.
A tiny penis.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So those were pretty good, pretty good. That night they also She's had 30. On Accidentally on Purpose, which is the Jenna Elfman Dharma kind of movie, but she accidentally gets knocked up by some guy and some kid, like twice her or half her age. She's twice his age.
Ew.
It was all right. It was all right. But of the new shows
what
that were out there,
half her age.
Like she's like in her late 30s, early 40s, and this guy's like right out of college or
half your
in
age
college.
Plus seven. That's the rule.
Ew.
Does he qualify?
He does.
Half your age plus seven.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
that's the rule.
On that same thread, there's a new show
the
that's coming out.
Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Half your age plus seven,
yes.
Really?
Yeah, let's do the math.
So
25 for you, right?
27 for me.
There you go. And how old is Butters?
31.
See, she's good.
There's a new show coming out. Courtney Cox stars in it called Cougar Town.
Yeah. That show is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. That was one on my list I wanted to talk about.
I have not had a chance to watch it yet. It's on the DVR.
I got to say, that is probably one of the best new shows of the season. Just based on, number one, the writing.
Name.
Well, number one, the writing. Pat, forget Courtney Cox is in there. It's got the girl. I don't know her name, the actress's name, but she used to be on Freaks and Geeks. She was the dirtball girl, the blonde one. Not the one that ended up being Velma in the Scooby-Doo movie, but the other girl. Anyway.
The other Scooby-Doo girl?
No. Oh. No. Anyway, on Cougar Town, it's a great show, very funny. Before that show, though, is a show called Modern Family on ABC. That show was kind of shot in the style of The Office, only it takes place around a family.
And it's like a mockumentary sort of
kinda,
thing?
Kinda, and it has Ed O'Neill in it. I'm trying to think of the other names. I think Ed O'Neill is the only big name in the show that I can rattle off the top of my head. And he plays the dad he's like the grown up adult dad, but his wife is half his age plus seven, I would imagine. And
at least,
why wouldn't
if they're
make?
Following the rules?
Exactly. Yeah. So he has a son who is gay, who he and his partner adopted a child from Vietnam. That whole subplot is hilarious. He has a daughter whose husband is the cool dad, and everything, it is just really funny. I mean, there's stuff in there that happens in my house.
So
you know,
you're recommending that we should watch it?
Watch it. Watch it. You probably get it at abc.com or on Hulu
or
whatever.
I'll just come over here.
Yeah, come over here. Yeah, you don't have a TV. But you can check them out.
Beer.
Now, the other new show that is on ABC that I kind of liked, but it was almost too much like Desperate Housewives, was Eastwick. Do you remember Witches of Eastwick?
Witches of Eastwick, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it follows three witches in the movie. It was played by, I believe, Michelle Pfeiffer,
right.
Cher, and Susan Sarandon.
That's correct.
And the devil comes to visit Eastwick.
Who plays the devil in the TV
I don't show? Have a clue who plays the devil, but he does a good job. He looks kind of like a young Nicholson.
Evil. Oh.
Kind of. Not really, but close. He kind of looks like a cross between Nicholson and the guy who plays Carrie's love interest on
Sex and the City.
Sex and the City, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Chris Noth?
Yeah, Big. Chris Noth.
Oh, kind of
looks
I
like
love
Chris
that
Noth
guy.
And
cool.
And a mixture of Chris Noth and Jackie Nicholson. Think about it.
Now, he's in a new show this year,
Chris
too.
Noth?
Yeah, The Good Wife.
The Good Wife, yeah, about...
Which
the,
also stars Julianna Margulies, but I didn't watch that
Ooh,
one.
I like
I heard
too.
It's really
she's
good.
Cool.
It's like the first episode is... Mm-hmm. She's the wife of a very prominent politician, and he cheats on her. Oh. So the first episode is, you know, the stoic speech with the wife and him apologizing about how sorry he is for violating his family's trust. But the show is really about her.
Oh.
And her, you know, she moves back to the family farm down south and restarts her law practice. And
yeah, I read about that.
It's supposed to be really good.
She's really good.
I only saw part of it.
Yeah.
But there are some hints that he won't be around for long.
Like he's going to get assassinated or something?
Yeah, or die, or okay. She's going to divorce
just
him or something.
Shamed into
They're sort of ambiguous about it right now, but that's the story is really meant to focus sort of around her.
Cool.
So
yeah.
But I'll ABC has a lot of good new TV coming out.
They do. But what's weird is they lost the ratings war this week, I heard. Yeah. They had like the lowest ratings of all the networks.
Who did they lose it to?
All the other networks.
Oh, everyone else.
Everyone else. They're at the bottom, which surprises me.
Well, I read an article, I think it was in the Hollywood Reporter on Variety or something, about their new strategy, because everybody does the reality show thing and then tries to, you know, do like 3 or 4 scripted new series a year to see if any of them take off. ABC is doing 17 new hours of primetime television this year.
Wow.
And they went completely in the opposite direction, and it's all scripted. And so a lot of times the ratings for new shows are really low, but if half of the series, you know, because like they did that a few years ago when they got Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives, Brothers and Sisters, they had all those 3 or 4 big hits out of the same season.
Okay, I watched like the last 10 minutes of Brothers and Sisters last night, and Mrs. Cunningham, Marion Ross, MILF. I'm telling you, she is so freaking hot. As an old, I mean, I wish, I hope my wife
really
ages as well as Marion Ross does. I would, she's a grandma.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
She
wow.
is freaking hot.
Huh.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
So,
I think that's good though that they're doing that because I don't even watch TV. Obviously, I don't have one, but the reality TV shows I think are just, there's too many of them.
Yeah.
And I think they're really stressful.
Well, and they're really repetitive too. It's like you have
they focus so
Survivor.
Much on the
conflict.
You
can dance, you think you can dance, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But they focus
like
so much
dance,
on the conflict
like
and the controversy and,
right.
you know, I don't know.
He's the most evil
you know,
guy on the island.
The only reality TV I really watch, and this is sort of a secret obsession of mine, is the design shows. On like HGTV and stuff. Like there's one called, actually it's I think it's on Bravo called Top Design.
Is that like the one, like the house switch one or whatever?
Yeah, there's
those
some
kinds
of those,
shows.
But mostly
those are cool.
mostly I watch like the...
Yeah,
the,
but you can get ideas from those.
Well, see, that's the thing, and I'm gutting my whole house.
Oh.
So, but that's like a secret obsession of mine, is the these design shows.
Guess it's not a secret any longer.
Yeah, now public for...
Now everybody knows.
Out. All 500,000 of our listeners.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's,
Don't
tell
anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, all 500,000.
Well, okay, 500,000 potential listeners.
There we go.
There we go.
Perfect.
I'll requalify that, but I still think that it's going to take off.
Cool.
The scripted shows?
It's going to be like, you know, you're going to turn to 100.7 and it's going to be Bob and Tom, and you're going to turn to, you know, 96.5 and it's going to be the Can Man show.
Totally.
I seriously think that.
I would think this is probably more tuned for a Christian channel, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. The good Christian, you know, we have such
high
ground
conversation.
You're probably right.
The Faith
I
Network.
Think.
I think,
exactly.
PTL,
Reverend Chad.
The double hour.
Do you have an appropriate, like, hallelujah sound effect to put over this conversation?
Hallelujah.
No, like, yeah, one of those. Right over the top.
Gregorian chants.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, my kids were listening to the show last week, and you were doing the Preacher Man.
Yeah.
And they're like, Mom, who is that? I said, that's Chad.
That's Chad.
Can I get an amen? Nah.
Say it again.
Praise the Lord. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting here in the Can Man Show basement.
You know what that reminds me of? Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
Crypt Keeper.
Which is still one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie.
Joel Lewis!
Yes. that is just such a great movie.
Yeah.
He played more
I
than one
it.
Character in that movie.
He played
like 8.
Yeah.
And then Arsenio Hall played like 4 or 5. Arsenio Hall actually played the preacher.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
I found that in the $5 bin at Walmart the other day.
Really?
Did you get
it?
Did you pick it up?
Oh, yes.
Coming to America.
Did you watch it already?
That was before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. That was before his, I'm going to. make stupid movies because I'm afraid my kids might watch them.
I guess. They are making a new Beverly Hills Cop. The only thing that scares me about that is Brett Ratner's directing it. So,
why are they making a new one of those?
Because
it was from so long ago.
Well, I think he's ready for one. I like the Beverly Hills Cop.
Hills Cop.
Was Nick
Nolte? It'd be five, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Four or five.
Right?
Yeah. Really? Well, no, that would be 48 hours.
48 hours. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop was Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold, right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And him and there was a comedian in there, but I think he's dead.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
With the red bikini scene.
What's he been in since then?
The Christmas movies with, what's his name? The Toolman Taylor?
Ernest?
Tim Allen?
No. The Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So he's been in that.
He was on the Seinfeld show. Remember, he was the close talker.
He was?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, he was.
But
he
I think the Santa Claus movie is...
Does anybody effing knock anymore?
Yeah.
That's fine. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was good.
It to, what's her name?
Phoebe Cates.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Of course, I probably was two at the same time, so...
I'm glad you can admit that.
Thank you for sharing.
And
it's the trust tree, right? We're in the trust tree.
Yeah, the trust tree. This is the trust bubble. This is our
space. Us and our 500,000 listeners.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
wah-wah.
Wah-wah. So, back on the TV subject real quick. One thing I'm kind of pissed about is I was looking to see when all these shows that are coming back, when they're going to premiere. When do you think that Chuck from NBC... The Chuck Show
about the guy from
the Bible.
Although you do look like
when do you think
Zachary
that show is set to premiere?
Probably in November.
No. When do you think it's going to premiere?
January.
You get a guess? March freaking 10th.
What?
Really?
That's one
it
of
doesn't
my favorite
come back
shows.
Until March 10th.
What the hell? That's
well, weird. I think it's their way of
what
reducing the
its
cost.
Place?
Baseball, football.
Oh.
Well, it's
Apple
Monday
Prime,
night.
Chevrolet.
So is this year NBC's year for Monday Night Football?
I don't think
so. It's ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't want to go against Monday Night Football, I would imagine. So after it's not till after the Super Bowl.
So NBC has so much crap on that it should be easy for them to schedule it for another night because since Friends died, they've been nothing.
I'm not watching any shows on NBC at all currently.
They made a primetime show
either.
For Jay Leno, and it sucks.
Oh, there is a show I watched, too, that I forgot to mention. Glee.
Is that good?
Oh, I've
Glee
heard about
is
that.
Absolutely awesome.
That's
if you've ever done
says.
Theater, show choir...
Porn.
Check out Glee. Okay.
Really?
Because it's
kind
of... Well, no. Have you done porn?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Nothing
that's
public.
Needed the money.
If you Google my name, I am, I think, a Chinese porn star or
really?
Japanese porn star.
Amy Lee.
Hot, huh?
You're it also the lead singer of Evanescence.
I know.
That's
See,
awesome.
And this is the quality of co-host that the Can Man Show attracts. It's got to say something to our 500,000 potential listeners about the quality of the show.
Yeah.
That's right.
We get.
I mean, putting her name on the website had to raise your Google page rank. Like,
yeah, everyone's probably exactly. like, oh
at
my
least
God.
That's where our 5 million listeners came from.
Yeah,
the people wanting to hear the porn
I am
star
your
talk.
Moneymaker.
How do you get her in the basement?
What's that?
How do you get her in the basement?
Told her that's where the. I'm not gonna go there.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
That's where the pole was.
Come on now. I'm sitting right here.
Oh, sorry.
And you're blushing.
Oh,
that's cute.
Oh, thank God. You know, every episode that you're on, Amy, I have to listen to it from beginning to end to edit it. I have to go through and edit out all the
fucks
and the shits and the dams.
Oh, Chad.
You edit out the dams?
No, I don't, but I was just getting there.
I heard there was an F-bomb dropped on... Which Saturday
SNL.
Night
what,
SNL
yeah.
like completely unedited this weekend.
Really?
Whoops. The only people that didn't see it was West Coast, but every other time zone saw the live F-bomb.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to turn that into another boot gate.
Oh, that sucks.
It's
yeah,
just a
I can't
word.
Remember who did.
It's just a word.
Yeah.
The new girl
did? Like flat out like
Who's the new girl?
I don't know her name, but the first kid.
I bet she's not in it anymore.
Really? Do you think so?
I don't know. Well, I think who got fired? Well, I guess Damon Wayans got fired from the show when he started on the show for changing character. Halfway through a skit on live TV. They're trying to give everybody who's been fired from there. I think Norm MacDonald got fired for, what, he was He said he was his was a
was he disagreement with the. Oh, I thought he was freelancing.
No, it was like a disagreement with the producer. News. I think.
Oh, that's he's not like, the same you, thing as a I don't know. Mistake.
But
you know
he's going to be in Syracuse, there have, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be this October. He's going to be Riverside.
Riverside, that's what
so it was, is Kevin yeah. Nealon. So yeah, the, Kevin Nealon and Norm McDonald are both going to be at Riverside Casino this month.
I met Norm in a hotel.
Did you?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
Sweet, you've met a lot there's of people. Like there. You travel sure. a lot. Yeah. So you met Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry was the last Ooh. One. Yeah, awesome.
And you had coffee with Buck Cherry
with Josh Todd, the lead singer. It was so sweet.
And you just hung out and said, "Hey, Josh, how's it going?"
Yeah,
I just saw your show last night.
Well, it was several months ago. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, so, they're going to Sturgis. They're on their way to Sturgis.
Several months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then it's like awestruck, and like you rock. You know, you don't know what to say to like a guy that's probably had
you've,
more
you've
tail
met the guys
than the
from,
average human being. So.
You've met the guys from Motley Crue before too, right?
Yeah, backstage. That was cool.
So
that was like my dream band though, when I was a kid.
Yeah. Know? Did you cry when you met?
I kind of did.
Did
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
It was kind of like when I met.
I had a
Daniels.
T-shirt on that said "Bar Liquor." Is that a big awk?
Yeah.
Ah.
I would imagine you could have said. Yeah. No, he probably couldn't have. I'm going to have the guy
that's
a, too.
That's a proper word. That's like penis.
But yeah. It was K-L-I-T and then liquor, like as in the booze. It was like a type of booze.
Oh.
It was like a
fake How oh, clever. See, now you can leave it in, Chad.
See?
Okay.
With the explanation added.
I'm going to spell it out.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Got it.
I have a picture of
all me. Euphemisms from here on out have to be spelled.
I'll send you the picture. Can you put that on your... Well, probably not.
Then we can leave them all
I can.
You can?
Yeah, I can
with
put that
with Motley Crue and my Clit Liquor t-shirt.
Below
on.
The
yeah.
fold.
Yeah, okay. I'll put that on the camashow.com.
Sweet.
So, talking about SNL made me think of a show, speaking of TV, that I really miss. It was an Aaron Sorkin show called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Did you ever watch
love
it?
Love that show.
Heard of it.
I
watched every single episode religiously. That was one that was cut short.
Mm-hmm.
You keep getting that beer just keeps shooting up on you.
It's the gay beer, I'm telling you.
Chuck is making the beers booch.
But, you know, that's the problem with a lot of TV right now is there's no, like, highbrow shows on TV anymore.
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin, I think Aaron Sorkin's a genius. Do you remember Sports Night?
Yeah, that was his first show, wasn't
and
it?
And that was phenomenal. That
well,
was an awesome
yeah,
show.
Jamie talked about that show a few months back.
And it's like, oh, well, you know, the audience, we don't have 40
that had
million people
William H.
Macy
it. On it, and who else was on that show?
And
his wife.
Yeah, but the guy that was in the West Wing, Josh Molina.
The guy that was in all those like 80s comedies?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And him no, that was the other guy.
Okay.
But I can't remember what the hell his name is.
Bob.
This conversation alone is hysterical.
But it was a great
that
show.
Guy,
but
yeah, that
you know,
guy in that place, that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so, you know, they're not the sit down and get instant ratings sort of
no.
funny haha everybody loves Raymond sort of shows.
Right.
And even as popular as The West Wing was at one point, they had to fight to keep it on the air.
Well, Studio 60 was kind of like what happens behind the scenes at SNL from the beginning of the week all the way through the production of the show, right down to the guest stars, guest hosts. Mm-hmm. Sting was on there once. There were so many different
yeah.
celebrities that made cameos
playing
in there.
His classical
yeah
whatever it was,
or whatever
the
it was
16 string thing. But yeah. if you want to see a classic
Sitar.
Rant about the state of television, the first episode of Studio 60, where what's the guy from Taxi?
Oh yeah,
Danny
Judd Hirsch.
DeVito?
Judd Hirsch is the producer of this fictional show. And he goes on an amazing rant about how TV sucks and how it's been dumbed down for the masses and how there's nothing smart on TV anymore. It was just awesome.
When was this show on?
Last year or the year before?
Oh.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
But those are the kind of shows I miss. I and we talked about this last week, I think. I keep TV on a lot in the background
right.
for noise while I'm doing things, but there are very few shows I actually watch
Sit down
anymore.
And watch, yeah.
And because...
Me either, Corey.
They're, you know, they suck.
Fun.
You're right.
And you don't have a TV.
I know, but you know what? I do agree with them. I have seen some stuff.
Right, right. But watch the first 10 minutes of Studio 60 Episode 1.
And
you'll like it.
And they may actually be available on Hulu, because it was an NBC show.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so, definitely check yeah. it out. Check it out.
And then I'll come back and report.
This week, Meatloaf is on Ghost Hunters.
Really?
Yeah, he's the guest. He's the guest.
What's he looking
investigator.
For?
Investigator.
Really?
Ghosts.
Bats in hell.
There's a new show on Discovery this week too. Supposedly
bats out of hell?
That yes, exactly. Is called Ghost Lab, which is a ripoff of Ghost Hunters, and that's supposed to be on this week.
Do they
I'm
make
hoping
them?
They put him on Discovery HD. Do they
Ghost
make Ghost
Lab?
Ghost
do
Lab? No, it's kind of like they go in into a place and try and find things, same way the Ghost Hunters do with different equipment like
why would they
cameras.
Try to copy that show? How many?
Because it's very
ways
successful.
Can you do it?
It's very successful, just with a different cast, different locations. I think people that like that show eat that crap up. So they go, I mean, you could have five other guys in there doing the same thing in a different location. The more locations, the more what's the evidence that's going to be out there to prove that
right.
the paranormal, you know, the existence of whatever,
right.
the paranormal activity. And I think that's exciting to me, but at the same time, it sucks to the Ghost Hunters, Jason and Grant and Steve and those guys who kind of started it. At the same time, I think that they'd be tickled that their show is, you know, being copied because now there's more evidence out there or supposed evidence or, you know, depending on if you're a skeptic or not, you know.
Right, like Jamie. You know. Jamie does not believe.
Jamie hasn't seen anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen one too many things.
There are a lot of cable networks out there, really? Though. They're cannibalizing each other anymore.
Yeah.
I have told those stories.
I mean, like, there's Mythbusters, and then there's that show on, I don't know what channel it's on, but it's like guys that go out and
blow things up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amy's rubbing off on me.
Wasn't there one like the
which
BBC
is really hard to do for
the
blow shit up.
Film at 11.
You know, I think this would be
why the one drinking
the appropriate time to splice in the Tenacious D clip.
Yeah, no.
We're gonna fucking start a riot. A riot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guys, this is gonna be the most begots in a single episode.
You won't even hear anything.
This is since the missing episode 8.
All I said was I didn't say the difference.
But it was with a K though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
for the pH.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's actually Vietnamese.
Me?
Right.
You. No, I for me. She for you.
Fuck yourself.
you want another one, Chad? Can I get you another one?
No, I'm going to have water now.
I've had two. You need to have two.
I'll be fine.
It'll be just like St. Patty's Day. Come on.
Is there any left?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I'll experience St. Patty's Day on St. Patty's Day.
Corey has a
yes,
thing.
I have a thing.
And then we'll be able to talk about the first episode of Chuck of the new season on St. Patty's Day, because I'll have to wait 7 days
yes.
to talk to you about it.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the audience might not have been huge, but it was reliable.
Yeah.
I religiously watched that show.
What show?
Chuck.
It's about a guy who works at...
Buy More
is the name of the store. It's like a Best Buy. And he works for the Geek Squad equivalent.
Oh.
Yeah, the Nerd Herd.
The Nerd Herd.
Right.
And so his friend from college.
Bryce.
works for the CIA. And so he downloads the contents of the CIA's mainframe and sends it to Chuck. And Chuck watches the disc and it's like all
encoded.
And
an encoded message that makes you like
remember
everything. So it's just all these pictures that Chuck's like all of a sudden has this
CIA mainframe in his brain.
Right.
So then Bryce blows up the computer.
Right.
So the only way the CIA can get access to their vast stores of information
Chuck.
Is through this. Yeah, it's
Chuck.
Through Chuck.
So does Chuck have to run away every show?
Well, no, not really. No. He gets assigned two bodyguards.
Oh.
From the CIA.
Well, yeah. One's from the NSA, one's from the CIA or something like that. Just because they don't trust each other, the organizations don't trust it. But anyway.
And they set up the secret video conference room in the home theater room at Buy More.
It's awesome.
So, like, they go in and they close the door, and then the screen opens, and it's like, you know,
It's so unbelievable, it's
cool.
Believable.
It's just
not
a hilarious
on anymore?
Show.
It's
not coming back until March.
That's the one that's coming back in March. Yeah.
Okay, so I have time to catch up on all the episodes I've
you
missed.
Do.
Yes. Hulu.
Thank God.
And the first season just came out on DVD. And I think the second season just came out on DVD, too.
I think you're right.
So, yeah.
Very good show. It's hilarious.
It sounds funny.
Very funny. And what's the... I can never remember. What do they call the boyfriend? Chuck's sister's
Captain
boyfriend.
Awesome.
Captain Awesome.
Yeah. He's because his favorite word is awesome.
That's cute. That's
or they
what
just
I call
him
Brian.
Awesome for short.
Yeah.
So what's happening, Awesome? Because they don't even keep it from him. His sister's Ellie. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of reminds me of... Wonder Woman, Linda Blair, or not Linda Blair. What's her name? Linda.
Hamilton.
No, that's Linda Carter. Thank you. Thank you, Thor. Yeah,
Thor from the corner.
Scores.
So, Thor, come here. Get over
come
here.
Come here.
Explain Thor.
Explain Thor.
Yeah, not just the movie Thor, but like, you know, why Thor?
Why Thor?
Yeah, get a little bit closer to that mic. Get right up in Amy's lap.
We do.
Hold on. Start the camera.
Hi-yo!
Roll them.
Hello. It's, you know, I really like comic books, and I wanted to have a name that kind of associated with that, and Thor just seemed to fit. Kind of had the same initial, and
yeah, because you were born under the name of Tim.
I am.
But there's one in every, you say one in every three people's named Tim?
One in every 65 people in the United States is named Tim.
Including your father?
My father.
Wow.
And, I mean, everybody.
So why not Loki?
Why not Loki?
Yeah.
He's not quite as awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not as big sounding.
Yeah. I think this is probably the point where I'll step in and say Thor has a big hammer.
Yeah.
Not this Thor, but I mean Thor.
Well,
see?
There we go.
See, that's bad.
So how
that's
fresh
awesome.
Is that one?
That's pretty... Captain America is the most recent. That's probably about 3 months old.
So he's got some Marvel characters tattooed up his arm there.
Ooh, Spidey.
That's rad.
Yeah, man, I'm seriously into comic books.
Yeah, I saw your Batman tat. You have a Batman tat right on your shoulder. Tat.
Actually, since you've seen it last, it's been colored.
So cool. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, you've got some ink.
Yeah, I do.
You got your dad on one arm and your mom on the other.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
And you're kind of in the middle. It's kind of weird. It's like you're sandwiched between your parents.
Chad, ew.
Oh, my God. Well, but what's
her
name?
It's out of respect, you
with
sick
that
bastard.
Stuff about Mackenzie Phillips coming out this week, it's...
What about Mackenzie Phillips?
What?
Her dad. Yeah. She and her dad had like an incestual relationship for years.
Really?
Yeah, she came out on Oprah and talked about it and released a
really?
Book.
Well, no wonder she's so messed up.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
it was the talk of the entertainment blogs.
One day at a time.
Why did she talk about it?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
She came out and said it was consensual. It started out, and she just woke up on her 18th birthday, and her father's in the bed with her.
Yeah, and she said he gave her some pills, and then she didn't remember.
Yeah, and then over the time, it became consensual sex with her father.
Which,
twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he, what band is he in? Mamas and Papas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. Is he the one that wrote Puff the Magic Dragon? I don't know.
That wasn't Mamas and the
Papas,
was it?
No, that was
Peter Paul and Mary.
Oh, yeah, Peter Paul and Mary. I get them all confused.
God.
Mama Cass died on her vomit, though. I remember that.
Ew.
Isn't that right? And then Mary just died last week or the week before.
Yeah.
But she had cancer.
Right.
So she didn't have a heart attack, like somebody said a couple episodes ago. So
I'm guessing incest is probably something we don't want to talk a lot about on the Can-Man show. But
probably not.
But that's pretty twisted.
You took off your clothes.
A little bit.
It's getting hot.
Ah, well, getting hot.
It's getting hot in here.
Well, you know, you are wearing a
stocking cap. I am wearing
a
stocking cap, that's true. My head is sweating profusely, but...
I can smell it.
And you're out of beer.
Sorry, I just got a six-pack. I think I'm going to have to start buying a 12-pack.
I would think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Thor, of the movies that are coming out comic book-wise, is there any that you're looking forward to the most? Like, that there's the Avengers and there is a Thor movie in the works, and they've cast the Thor and the Loki, and then
who's Loki?
Loki's the
God of Mischief.
Yeah, there you go.
Thor's brother.
Oh. Half-brother.
You ever saw the movie The Mask?
Yes.
He's the one who inhabits the mask. He's the one who created the mask.
Hmm.
So, well, that's another story, but different. Right.
Who did
Jim Carrey's going to be?
They cast the guy, you know, in the Star Trek movie that just came out. The guy who played Kirk's dad?
Yeah.
He's the one who's going to be playing Thor.
Ah.
So.
Not a bad choice, I suppose.
No, he's just going to have to let his hair grow out a little bit and grow.
They make extensions for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But
You can fake that, Jen.
I am I'm anticipating the Thor movie for sure, but the Green Lantern, I think, is going to be eye candy. I mean, it's going to be so awesome. He can do anything.
We hope.
We hope.
And that's going to be out, what, a couple summers, the 2012, I think?
It's going to be a while. But we're fanboys. We always hope real big.
Yeah.
We love the letdown, I think.
Yeah. Well, Phantom Menace. Chuck, do you still have that life-size Anakin?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
He's got an Anakin in his pod racer outfit. Mm-hmm. What else you got this life size?
Watto.
You got Watto? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is he in your living room?
No. It's in my room. The room.
The room. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the Star Wars room. Yeah. Well, now it's like walking back into KB Toy Store back in the 1987.
Before they sucked.
No, it's just the Star Wars aisle. In like FAO Schwartz, that'd be more appropriate.
Oh.
You got such a...
Earlier than that.
Really?
81.
81?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all stuff for 82. Kids.
Yeah.
It's our kids' stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it is. It's nice. I like it.
Can I put on the Chewie mask?
You can put on the Chewie mask if you want. Nobody can hear you, though, because it's...
Damn it.
But yeah, I got it all brushed out and everything.
Okay.
Although, yes, it's impressive.
Well, I do. It's an original Don Post mask from 78, 79.
I might look like Teen Wolf if I put that on with the shades, though.
Yeah, you would. You would look like Teen Wolf.
That'd be sort of cool.
That would be sort of cool.
Yeah.
I hear they're making another Teen Wolf movie.
But only sort of.
Really?
Only
yeah.
Yeah, there's a rumor going around about that.
What?
With
another Teen Wolf movie.
But the guy from that played Zach and what's his name from High School Musical, the movie?
Oh, Zac Efron?
Yeah. Well, the guy who played Zach is going to be playing... Teen Wolf.
So is
played, Michael not J. Is Fox Zach. Make a
cameo? What the heck is his name?
Is Michael J. Fox going to make a cameo?
Oh, I would hope so. He's probably Michael J. Fox's kid. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Child of Teen Wolf. That's like the Bride of Chucky and all
yeah.
those.
Exactly. Well, Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman just blew goats.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It'd be time
blue
to mention.
That would that be bad?
Yeah.
Blowing goats.
It's time to talk about the old movie of the week. The old movie of the week this week is Hudson Hawk. Do you remember watching
Bruce
Hudson
Willis.
Hawk? Bruce Willis, Danny Aiello, Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's Leonardo da Vinci made this invention. He was going to be making this big horse, you know, the big horse that he was supposed to be making.
Trojan.
But he was going to make it out of bronze. And right before he started making it, bronze became scarce due to some big war that was going on. And so he decided to make this machine that would make bronze out of lead. Yeah, it was the Bronze Age. Anyway, so he wanted to make bronze out of lead.
The Bronze Age?
Well, I don't know what the hell it was. So anyway,
the Bronze Age is like 600 years before.
That was like before the Golden Age.
Yeah, anyway, so he was going to make this statue. I'm reading what... I'm not reading. I'm telling you what the movie was about.
Okay, so sorry. We're sorry.
So anyway, the movie takes place... Leonardo da Vinci is making this statue of this big horse out of bronze. Okay, that's what he was hired to do. Bronze is scarce for some reason.
Ran out.
Yeah, so he makes this machine to turn lead into bronze, but instead turn lead into gold. So this crystal that was like the heart of this machine is like puzzle pieces that gets split up between a bunch of his little treasures that he... You know, little pieces of artwork.
Like it blew up?
No, he took it apart. He said, screw this. He didn't care about the gold. He just wanted to, he's like, you know what? It was a disaster. It didn't work.
He just wanted the big horse.
Right. So.
I just saw the crystal.
Anyway, he split up the crystal and hid them. And now there are different museums around the world. Scoot forward, you know, to 1991. And it's Bruce Willis. He's just getting out of prison. He plays this cat burglar who goes by the nickname of Hudson Hawk.
Mm.
And his parole officer is twisted, and he's a little dark. And he says, well, I got a job for you.
He collects all the crystals?
Well, he
I feel
wants
like I've seen it for the first
to
time.
Create the gold.
Honestly.
Well, anyway, it's got a lot of good quotes in it, a lot of fun. Get the movie. It sucked. It was a really critical failure when it came out. So I mean,
but that description though, I might go buy it tonight.
It's got James Colburn in it. Oh, you got to see it.
After that, seriously,
you really totally
does it make you want to go out and find the crystals?
You're such a dick, Jeff.
Liquor.
Boring. So yeah, you have to see it. It's fun. It actually got better with age. It sucked back in 1991 when we were in high school. Yeah,
get so better with age.
The movie got Bruce Willis still had a little bit of hair. Annie McDowell's in it; she looked pretty.
He's got a ton of hair. In the new movie's coming out.
Does he really?
What's the one?
That might.
Oh,
be
well, pretend. I think it's a wig.
Yeah, could be fake.
Well, the where he's the robot and himself
surrogate. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Actually, he's only himself. He's one of the only ones that doesn't use the surrogate.
He had a surrogate, though. He did, but he woke up.
Do you have to donate sperm for that?
No.
Actually, I think that's the plot of the movie. You fight to keep your own seed.
Everything's covered in sperm.
It's kind of like Ghostbusters 2.
Feel a little slippery.
Actually, no. I thought that
I just
looked
can't
like
can't keep my footing. Goddammit.
Yeah. I thought Ghostbusters 2.
Are there crystals in the bathrooms at school?
You put the spooge in the toaster and it dances.
Turns to gold. Turns to gold.
Turns to bronze.
It turns to bronze, and then Hudson Hawk comes along with his crystals and
jerks. You got to see
it.
All the
sperm. All right.
All right. My wife will not listen to this episode. That's why she wouldn't listen to the candy episode a couple weeks ago.
You know what?
We were
you know
too
what
dirty.
The worst part about the candy episode? Listening to everyone suck on the candy. That was the most disgusting sound ever. I thought, my God, we cannot ever do that again.
See, I don't participate in the episodes where you guys go lowbrow.
Oh, whatever.
I'm exclusively, you know.
Highbrow.
I'm like the Anderson Cooper of the Can Man show.
Whatever.
Somebody find
lowbrow. Anderson Cooper. Good Lord. Speaking of, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, all right.
Somebody go ahead.
Frightmare Forest. We mentioned it earlier, but I need to play a little clip from Ian Austin. Some big news about the Frightmare Forest, folks. Listen, we'll talk about it when we come back right now.
It's the Can Man. I'm standing here with Ian Austin. How's it going, Ian?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So tonight is the opening night of the Frightmare Forest.
It is indeed.
And it is our what season?
Ninth
season at the Forest.
Right.
That's awesome, dude.
Yes, it's been a long run.
Very cool. Very cool. So tonight the cast is all primed and ready and scary, and everybody's the energy is huge out here.
Yes, it is. I think we have about 65 people here tonight when it's all said and done.
Wow.
Acting and helping run the show, security, operations, things like that.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is really cool. I got to say, I'm very impressed with the whole thing. I did a walkthrough just before, and very cool, very good. I love the new thing that I don't want to say anything about.
Does it go around and around?
Well, there's that, but there's the other thing, the one in the back, the tight space place.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty fabulous, isn't it?
That is very cool.
They worked very hard putting that together this summer. I think it was the biggest project we had.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's very cool and very scary. If you don't like tight spaces, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
So, or not. So, the show is rated PG-13.
It is. We do not recommend anyone under the age of 13 attend our show. However, we leave it up to parents to make that decision.
I have my 6-year-old with me. 7-year-old now.
Yeah. So I think she's going to be able to handle it.
She's a little twisted, though. I mean, her favorite movie is Shaun of the Dead.
Well, you are her dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
So we'll break a leg tonight. I'm going to go around and get some interviews and anything you need to say?
Well, since this is officially our opening night and the cat is out of the bag, we are moving locations next year.
Yes, this is the last year at the Forest. I've been trying so hard to keep my mouth shut about that.
Yeah, and we can officially announce it tonight because with every car that comes in the gate, they'll be receiving a little postcard reminding them that next year we will be downtown Cedar Rapids.
That's fantastic. Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing the building, dude.
Yep, November 1st we move in, so anyone who wants to help.
Anybody who wants to help move, there is a lot of stuff to move. So send Ian an email through the Frightmare Forest website.
Absolutely.
So frightmareforest.com, of course. But all right, dude, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, so the big news, this is last year of the Frightmare Forest at the Frightmare Forest.
Oh.
They've got a new building downtown somewhere.
It's across the street from Ben's Beverage Depot.
Are there trees in it?
There may be.
Really?
Yeah,
there aren't now, but when we get done, who the hell knows?
Yeah, really? They might just take the whole forest with them.
I would.
Yeah.
Just so
dig up.
Are they going to change the name?
So November 1st, again, if you want to...
Yeah, what's it going
to
be? It's not...
I don't.
It's going to be Frightmare Forest Productions presents the haunt is that year.
Don't know yet. Huh. At least I have not heard.
Yeah. No, they actually, Ian's like, I don't know.
Why did they?
Is it going to operate more than just Halloween? Cold?
That's a good question. There's plans to possibly be open maybe during for thing. Now this isn't a guarantee.
For Thanksgiving, is that what
well,
you're
no, for
say?
Things for things like
murder
watch
turkey.
Out for that turkey. Yeah.
No, for things, for example, like the Freedom Fest being open for the weekend of the Freedom Festival, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily going to happen this year, but in the future they might be able to do stuff like that where there's big
they
events.
Should partner with Uptown Friday Nights and have a live band.
You never know.
Live scary house. Band.
Yeah,
that would be sweet.
No, to answer your question, then one of the big reasons is because. The Highway 100 extension mm-hmm. keeps going on and off of the state's five-year building plan.
Oh.
And every time it gets a little closer to the top of the list. And when they decide that Highway 100's being built...
Right. It'll go right through the forest.
Oh. Really? Yeah. And kill all those box turtles.
Kill everything. Yep.
There's a lot of...
There's turtles, there's butterflies,
yeah,
there's
the
all sorts of stuff.
The box turtles
but
and all
the Highway
stuff,
100 extension would go right through there to Palo. Palo's just on the other side of the river from there, where Covington is.
Really?
But, yeah.
So it's one of those things where when they decide to do it and it's funded, they come out and do the survey and they take it's now their land.
Yeah.
So
poopy heads.
You don't necessarily get a warning.
Yeah.
Other than you see the state guys snooping around.
That's one thing. But you know, back in the day when I started the Frightmare Forest, my goal was to go indoors eventually, simply because number one, the first year I had it. People would break in afterwards. It was very difficult to secure that stuff. Mm. And that you would get vandalism, all the stuff, and the weather would be the biggest. While it's great for...
spookiness.
Well, it's great for spookiness in the mood setting, but... Mm-hmm.
Was it vandalism or was it like high school kids going, hey, let's go do it in the vortex? Or...
No. We got vandalized and people stole...
Really?
My first corpse I ever made got stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And some...
Probably because they wanted to
had this
that's
really
right.
awesome...
Exactly, yeah, some necrophilia.
I had some...
That might be a real dead guy.
I had some really awesome...
This
really awesome sword that had skulls in the hilt. They got ripped off, and just a bunch of my very expensive props ended up walking away. And so after that year, that whole first year and second year before they put in these wall sections in this wooden maze, we would have to go through every night before the show started and rehang the walls because they would blow down in the wind.
That was when we were making the walls out of pallets
and plastic sheeting.
Plastic,
and
yeah.
We'd have to go back and make repairs, and we would spend 2 hours before the show getting that set up and not being able to get the cast ready. And, you know, everybody was just right until it got dark working on making sure everything was so you couldn't see the next scare. And so being indoors, you've got a little bit more security. You've got better quality props because the weather won't get to them. Better opportunity to make things a lot more realistic. As far
better
as
control
like,
of your crowd.
Yeah,
too,
better crowd
yeah.
control.
Definitely.
Yeah, just imagine the things that you can hang from the ceiling that you couldn't hang from a tree.
Yeah. And imagine the stuff that you could make that if you left it outdoors that would get destroyed. But if you made it and made it look real enough that it would just be phenomenal. So I have lots of stuff I've drawn up that I'm going to do.
Indoor, too. I mean, a year-round thing, even if it wasn't year-round, just like even seasonal. Yeah. I mean, do a Christmas-themed haunted house.
One of the most successful year-round...
Santa and something like that. Scare the kids.
Well, one of the most successful...
Rabbit reindeer.
Exactly.
Well, actually, we had an idea for that one time, and the reindeer's out there right now. I saw it on the yeah. I saw it on the carousel.
Yeah.
Oh. Gave something
ooh,
away.
You could do creepy little elves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
exactly.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
St. Patrick's Day, I'll come as a psycho leprechaun.
Psycho leprechaun, there you go. But no, the one of the most successful haunted houses I know is a year-round haunt, but it's in the middle of BFE.
And we went there.
Yeah, the Raven's Grin Inn.
Yes.
I mean, it's a, you know, it's a beautiful haunt. The guy makes money, and he's open year-round.
Well, and the thing with Raven's Grin is that town must have absolutely no access restrictions. Because there are narrow stairwells and there are places where you have to crawl.
And a slide from the
third floor to the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of things at Raven's Grin that we could never ever do because the city would.
The rising
but what
floor.
I'm saying is that he is very successful, and he's successful because he's in a small community, but you know, he's 3 hours away from Chicago.
And he lives there too.
Yeah,
he
lives there. I mean, that's his place.
Really?
Yeah, that's his residence. But
he's got like 600 square feet cordoned off behind the haunt, and the rest of the house is the hall haunt.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Oh, cool.
It's cool, though.
But Jim is a showman.
And it's really haunted.
Yeah, Jim is a showman.
And that's the difference between Jim and a lot of other people that just throw something together to make some money. Jim is, I mean, he's got his costume and his car, you know, and he's got his little stories from years past.
The lady in white, and the kisses on his forehead. Yeah, I mean, he's got such great stories, and he is a showman. And that is one thing that I always tried to steal from him, you know, put the little showmanship in the forest. And that is the one thing that I think you guys got right this year that maybe in years past was
A little missing.
Mm-hmm. This year, you have so many gung-ho cast members.
Yeah.
65 people were out there Friday night working the forest.
This was actually our best opening weekend ever.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, I'm telling you, 65 cast members out there busting their ass, but none of them broke character. Even when they saw me, people that knew me stayed in character. Blood Mutt was phenomenal.
Despite your celebrity, your VIP celebrity, they...
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I personally escorted him through the forest, I will have you know.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Chad, hey, Corey. No, they stayed in character. Yep. I mean, and I tried to interview them out of character, and, like, for example, Jerry, what's his character's name again?
I can't remember.
Anyway, I said, hey, Jerry. No, it's... Blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were something else. And you know, I'm like... so I'm like, all right. Yeah. You know, it just... Great, great bunch of talented actors this year. I'm really excited to see what happens this season.
The turnover has been a lot lower.
Right.
You know, in the past, it's like you have your core group of really dedicated people, and then you have to fill in all the empty spots with people who come out for two or three nights a year. This year, we have a lot of return folks. And I think a lot of it is because we got them engaged early. They got to create their character, write their own backstory. You know, so the whole, rather than calling them 3 weeks before we open and say, okay, casting calls next weekend, let's go. Yeah.
They've had a year to work on it.
Yeah. And all of the main characters for the haunt are cast by permanent people. We're not just throwing people out there saying, okay, scream at people that come around the corner.
The only thing I could say was missing, and this is just my own personal critique, and it might just be because it was opening weekend, Frontline Entertainment.
Yeah.
You need something up there to keep people engaged and to freak them out.
There will be some of the dancers that are supposed to come out and dance for us had other commitments.
You have my attention.
And since we...
yeah, Elizabeth choreographs them.
Yeah, since we were only open for 2 hours. Sort of, you know.
But, you know, Friday night, I got Mike Mulhern.
I'll load up on dollar bills.
We do have a gentleman's club room, actually.
Yeah, there is a gentleman's club room.
So we check to make sure that you're the right age, and you can go in there, and there's, you know...
The girls made tips, too.
Yeah, they made actual tips. There's a stripper pole and a carousel and everything.
They're difficult to see, though. In the black light, they're difficult to see, at least with my glasses. Yeah. I mean...
Well,
sweet.
Ro wasn't really, because her entire dress was white.
Like pop bottles.
But some of the other ones were.
Yeah. I don't know. It just the reflections off my lenses and the black light just didn't...
Well, part of it's the UV cannon, too, I think.
Probably all the blood
UV
rushing.
UV cannon is freaking
probably
amazing.
All the blood rushing from your eyes down to your...
The laser feet. Light show, however, the laser feet. Light show that whatever's you guys have at the front
short.
Of the haunt is
short.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job with that.
That, I think, is one of the best features. And I have some ideas for that once we get indoors.
You're shiny.
So, yeah, very cool. I think it's going to... The indoor light show is going to rock.
Indoor light shows do rock. So, thank you again for letting me hang out there. Of course,
anytime.
You know, it is National Go on a Field Trip Month.
It is.
So
make sure you go on a field trip.
Go on a field trip to find
so
my forest.
You have a whole list of.
I do. I have a giant list.
Okay, so give us a list and we'll rip them apart.
Shall I rattle them off?
Yeah, rattle them off.
Well, tonight we're all missing dinner with the family night. Just so you know. Okay, it is the month of free thought.
Okay,
free thought.
Run with that one. National Chili Month. So I'm thinking we should do.
Excuse me.
We should do a chili cook-off.
A cook-off, yeah.
Whoa.
But share our chili recipe.
We got to talk about that.
Okay.
National Popcorn Popping Remember. Month.
Really?
Okay, with my bad tooth, I'm not going to eat popcorn for a while.
Well, but, you know, it's the entire month of October, so when you go to your endo whatever guy.
Yeah, dentist. Yeah.
Exomixologist.
Yes.
Anyway, like I said, National Go on a Field Trip Month. Photographer Appreciation Month, which I brought up because...
We love you, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is a phenomenal photographer.
Yes, she is.
Thor knows Elizabeth. Yes, she does. Wait, that's next week, isn't it? It's at the Guarantee Bank Building in off Beaver Park.
Set up the whole month of October, but the official opening reception is going to be October 6th.
October 6th.
And, Tuesday. And
Chad,
Tuesday.
Chad, your ugly ass is going to be in that thing, isn't it?
Yes, there's
and
a picture
what?
Of me.
Guess what doing October 6th what? Is?
You'll have to see what?
Eating October 6th is dick. Mad Hatter Day.
Really?
It is, which is kind of like a turnabout. So anything that would normally be considered insane is considered sane for that day. So you can tell Elizabeth her opening night is Mad Hatter Day.
Very nice.
Neat.
And where does that come from, Mad Hatter Day? Like, is it the habit?
Well, I have a whole write-up here, but I wasn't going to share that until next week.
Okay.
Monday.
Chitty Chitty
All right,
bang
go ahead. So All right, got it.
Okay. All right. It is National Sarcastic Awareness Month.
No way.
Really?
Okay. Positive Attitude Month.
Yay.
That is the banner. That needs to be the banner on the headline.
Yeah.
Positive Attitude.
Both of those at the same time.
I believe it can. It
Fuck
says
positive
so right
attitude
here.
Attitude Month.
Vegetarian Month.
Yeah.
Shout out to my daughter, Catherine. Rock on, Kate.
Did you say vegetarian?
Vegetarian
oh,
Month.
Sorry. They said vegetarian.
Well, see, that's what I was
no,
going to say. What does that mean for lesbians?
I did
lesbians?
Not say that.
Isn't tuna a meat?
Yes, it is. It's a meat.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, continue.
Nope,
I'm sorry.
Nobody grabbed on.
This is my personal favorite. I'm not sure why, but it strikes me as really funny. It is Squirrel Awareness Month.
Ooh, hide your nuts.
No, there we go.
Just
or
really
protect
made
your nuts.
Laugh.
Protect your nuts, yes.
Coming up this week, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, it is No Salt Week.
Go with sea salt. Sea salt's good for you.
Yeah, it is.
It actually
we'll
tastes
that.
Much better.
There's a bunch of other stuff coming up, but we'll save that for later in the month. But I can say, and I think that you'll appreciate this, Chad, and maybe you too, Corey, October 2nd is Techies Day.
Sweet.
Rock
really?
On. I know. And
I dig it.
World Smile Day.
Today?
No, October 2nd.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just telling you because it's coming up this week, and I won't talk to you again until then, until after that day.
Is cool. that Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
So Friday yes. smile a lot.
I will.
World
I'll
smile.
Turn that frown upside down. Turn that frown upside down.
And just to prepare, next Monday is October 5th, mm-hmm. correct? Which will be our next podcast.
Right.
But that is Improve Your Office Day.
So what am I going to do to improve my office?
I don't know. Lotion? Lotion.
Yes. 2 6 packs.
Yeah.
Lotion. There we go.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. Speaking of that.
Yeah.
I understand you're going to be going to Washington, D.C.
I am. Kevin Zerbe, I hope you're listening, because I am going to Washington, D.C. November 18th through the 22nd, I think. I'm going to the National Association for the Education of Young Children Conference. However, maybe I'll have some free time and I can pop over Kevin's and, I don't know, chat.
See he and Shelly and...
Lotion something.
Yeah, maybe you could sit down on one of his podcasts.
Explain how lotion
Maybe
happened.
I can. I...
So the guys make fun of Kevin. They think he's our stalker.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's the guy who did our theme song and stuff. And but
he's
yeah,
super talented.
Very talented guy. And so everybody says, you know, he's going to be the Hannibal Lecter.
I don't know. I'll find out.
ESL.
I'll find out and I'll let you know.
So if she's on both podcasts, doesn't that create like a podcast black hole?
No, because Zerbe was on our podcast a few weeks, a
Imagine
few months.
How
you were on that,
but he's the host, so that sort of negates the black hole effect,
right?
I'm just wondering, wouldn't it be weird if she was on this show and that show in the same week?
That would be weird
at the same time.
Well, yeah. I could be because I don't leave until Tuesday.
And
see, there you go.
He produces his show like throughout the week, and then he posts it like biweekly. So he does a biweekly show.
Cool.
So
I could do that. I could do two shows in a week.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be sweetness.
That would be sweetness. Now I've got some other sweetness right here. Our pal, Tony Bopp, he does this Ambien dialing thing. He takes Ambien so he can sleep, but he doesn't remember calling us. He left us another voicemail. It's a beauty joke. Just one this time.
Thank God.
And I'm going to play that right now.
It's a really long one.
A guy and his dog go into a bar room. The bartender says, "Hey, get that dog out of here. We don't allow dogs in here." "Wait a minute," the guy says. "This is no ordinary dog. This is Plato, the talking dog." "Yeah, sure," says the bartender. "I'll prove it to you," says the guy. "Plato, what's on top of a building?" "Roof," says the dog. "Look," says the bartender, "just how dumb do you think I am? Wait a minute, says the guy. Plato, how does sandpaper feel? Rough, says the dog. Do I have stupid tattooed across my forehead or something? Says the bartender. Now get that dog out of here. Wait, I'm not through, says the guy. Plato, who was the greatest baseball player of all time? Ruth, says the dog. That does it, says the bartender. He throws them both out on the street. Outside, the dog looks at his owner and says, do you think I should have gone with DiMaggio?
And we're back. Thank you, Tony, for that ambient dialing. Now,
Tony.
Last night I was finishing up The Hobbit. I read the last chapter. Now, the whole book is awesome. The book itself is awesome. I just think it ends itself too quickly. Like, 90% of the book, it gets you, because it's called The Hobbit or There and Back Again. Well, you get there, which is, you know, like 90% of the book, and then like the last 20 pages, it's back again. So you were saying,
so it's
Thor,
a faster trip coming back?
It's not a faster trip. There just wasn't any adventures that happened, apparently, to talk about.
The adventure ran out.
Yeah. So Thor, you're saying, my question for you, because you've read the other books, I imagine, Bilbo Baggins, and doesn't seem to be affected by the One Ring that makes him invisible in the book. However, Frodo, who's only puts it on once or twice, he all of a sudden gets, you know, possessed just about every time. And what's his name? Balrog? Or, I don't know, what's
Balrog is the big demon that Gandalf falls in.
Right, okay, not that guy. Sauron, that's the one I'm looking for. So he's all of a sudden wants to go after Frodo to get the ring back. Why all of a sudden, you know, after Bilbo turns 100 and 200 or whatever his birthday was, Do they send Frodo to throw the ring in the pit? I mean, what's the deal here?
I think it really comes down to, it's sort of like a destiny thing, that the reason why the ring had a different effect was because Sauron was, you know, reanimated. He was active. The cogs were moving towards this impending darkness.
Okay.
Whereas before, you know, Bilbo had just found this trinket. It was kind of, I guess, manifest destiny, if you will. It was kind of what needed to happen so that, you know, these other things could come up and happen the way that they're supposed to.
Okay. So I guess that makes sense. Yeah. I just kind of wonder why it didn't affect Bilbo until Lord of the Rings toward the end there, you know, toward the beginning of Lord of the Rings when, you know, he bites Gandalf's face off, you know. My precious, give it back! You know, that kind of thing. So
we also have to remember, too, that Gollum was originally a hobbit.
He was a hobbit?
Yes, Gollum was a hobbit who
the river dwellers,
wasn't
it?
The river.
Yeah.
And over time, it prolonged his life unnaturally, which
for a very long, long, long
which
time.
Which was in the movie and the book, where
right.
Bilbo's life was prolonged.
Right.
And over time, he just lost his hair and went all crazy and talked to himself and actually created a whole new ego for himself.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Maybe there was crystals involved in Hudson Hawk. Maybe it actually turned into bronze, and that's why it didn't
you
affect.
You are a flaccid penis.
The eye Licker. Was actually the top of Bruce Willis's head.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I know. I'm a brass hole.
Was that a metallurgy joke? I think
it was. It was.
I don't even know what to say about that.
WWHHD. What would Hudson Hawk do?
I bet there's a bracelet.
There's gotta be.
So I saw this thing on ThinkGeek today.
Yeah.
They make outlet covers that are shaped like and in the theme of the displays from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Sweet.
So I'm going to have to buy some.
So are they digital touchpad light switches?
You know, I didn't really get to click through the link. We were really busy at work today because
so it looked like little PDAs?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, can you just say computer lights off?
It sounds kind of dirty what you guys are talking about.
PDAs?
Really? I'm not trying to be funny, but it really does.
Well, they make some light switches where it's like a guy's like spread legs and then the light switch is just dong.
Oh, that's just funny.
Yeah, is that what you're thinking?
No.
That's where your head is.
What is it with you and totally perversion, whatever. Chuck?
No, she started it.
It just sounded like it. The little
we're talking
banter
Star
going
Trek,
back
and
forth
she's
forth
like,
about the...
We're talking about Star Trek. What was dirty about that?
She has penis on the
exactly.
brain.
Exactly. See? That's what she was on. She'd seen that before.
Oh, now I'm getting the look of death.
was that based on the tripod joke or something?
I think so.
It's been ongoing.
Never mind. When you listen to it, maybe you'll hear it.
Get penis on the brain.
Isn't that wasn't that a cartoon penis on the brain?
It's a rap
brain,
song, isn't it?
No, there's Pinky in the Brain.
In the Brain. Oh, crap. So, there was a gay version
I'm
of that
sorry,
cartoon
thinking about
called
that?
Penis on the Brain.
There was
like Pinky in the Brain is the straight version, right?
Pinky. And penis in the Brain is the Japanese
version.
Porn version. The
yeah.
anime.
There
right.
we go.
Have yeah. you seen that?
Good lord.
Penis in the Brain.
Where's the head at?
I'm doing it.
We took a dive right into the gutter right at the beginning and never we were never able
we
to claw our way
pull
back
ourselves
out. But that's what's fun about
you need a toilet flushing show. Sound about right here. Special effect.
Here you go. That was pretty good. I won't even need one now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I apologize to my wife profusely if she even listens this long.
Hi Chris.
We know you you know we love
I'll
you.
I'll rub your feet when Chad won't.
Because you're the foot.
What?
Nothing.
Bagok.
Bagok. All right. I guess I really don't have anything else to talk about, guys. What do you guys have to talk about? Anything? Anything else?
So, yeah, I can go through the book I was talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah. You got this book you were reading.
So I decided that, because I read The Lost Symbol and now I'm done with that, and so I decided to go back through my bookshelf and read some books that I haven't read in a while. And one I reread was called The Raw Shark Texts.
The Raw Shark Texts.
Yeah. The title is a play on the Rorschach tests.
Which are those inkblot tests.
And do you remember...
In case you don't know what they are.
Did you guys all see The Matrix
they
in the theater?
They could look like penises
yes.
if you...
Yes. And do you remember when you walked out of that movie and you half expected an arm to come out of the wall and grab you? And you knew you knew in the back of your mind that it wasn't really possible, but after all the stuff that happened in that movie...
It's because there is no spoon.
You thought... Right. And you half expected, you know, Agent Smith to leap out of the wall and pull you into The Matrix. That's sort of what this book is like. It's about a guy named Eric Sanderson who... He wakes up, the beginning of the book, he wakes up in a locked room in a house, and he doesn't know who he is, or where he is, or why he's there. And this book, this is going to sound
corny.
So how
do you know
what his
name is? Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
This is going to sound really corny, but in a roundabout way, the whole book is an explanation for why you get Alzheimer's. But it's not like a memoir. It's
right.
It's about these things called... I'm going to pronounce it wrong. I think they're called Luvodians. But they exist in sort of a realm that most people aren't aware of. And they're actually, this is going to sound stupid again, but it's a really good book. They're called, they're like word monsters. And the Rorschach text is because what they do is they come in and they eat your thoughts.
Oh.
Corey,
that's just not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it sort of sucks. But a good chunk of the book is taken up with him trying to figure out who he was, and then he gets a letter from
his thoughts are being eaten?
Right, because he was attacked by these...
They can have every
raw
word
sharks.
In my vocabulary except for...
He was attacked, and his mind was completely blank. And so they diagnosed him with a dissociative disorder.
With a K.
And so the first part of the book is him, he wakes up in this room... He doesn't know who he was, and then he gets a letter from himself. And every day he gets another letter explaining
that sounds really
who
cool.
he was, why he lost
okay,
his thoughts.
Okay, but don't give it away.
And there's the book is very, very deep. And by the time I was done with it, I was like...
You had Alzheimer's.
By the time I was done with it, I had Alzheimer's. No, but it was like one of those... It was like the Matrix experience. That's why I brought that up. Because really? you think back and you're like...
So you start to worry.
Do I have to smoke anything before I read this?
You know, it would be helpful.
Should I take the pink or the blue pill before I read
this? It's a bestseller, though. The guy is from Britain, and he wrote this book, and it was released over there, and it was huge. And so they published it in the U.S., and they've optioned the movie rights and everything, but...
I can't imagine making a movie out of
that. Well, see, that's the thing. How do you make a shark that's words chase
it's
a guy
mental,
around town?
It's a mental thing.
It really is. And
you can't movie that.
I could see Terry Gilliam doing it.
Yeah.
But a good portion of the book takes place in his mind or having things to do with his mind. And you never quite figure out whether... By the end of the book, you never quite figure out whether the reality was real or the story he was playing out in his mind was real.
Ooh.
Or if these things were real or just sort of products of a demented mind trying to explain why these things are happening to him. Really.
Totally Terry Gilliam directing.
Yeah. I mean, it's really an awesome,
who's the main
awesome
who plays
book.
The main character?
Let's just enjoy it as a book.
Tom Hanks.
Brad Pitt.
No. Eric Sanderson is...
Robin Williams.
Tim Roth.
I pictured Alan Cumming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he's sort of that.
Why was Alan Cumming?
No, he just pictured him.
He was the
But the book takes place
from Bernard and the Genie.
The book takes place in and around London.
Yeah, Nightcrawler.
And so. Yeah.
I asked why Alan was coming.
I know. He's sick. You're just one sick, distant dude, Chuck.
It's one of those books where you get to the end and you think back on it and you're like, wow. Because this guy writes so well that you really can't put all the pieces together until you're about three quarters of the way through the book. And there's one, like, three-page chapter where he's thinking about something, and all of a sudden everything that's happened in the previous 200 pages makes sense. Because I got to be honest with you, when I first read the book, it came very highly recommended from one of my colleagues in Philadelphia. When I first read the book, I read about 75 pages, and then I was like, this really sucks. And then I read a little bit further, and as you start getting into the middle part of the book, things that were said way at the beginning just fold back into the story.
Right,
so you're like...
Right.
Oh, this is why this happened. Oh, this is
cool.
Why.
Hmm.
And then by, you know, the three-quarter point, all that stuff is sort of known to you. And then it's like, oh, my God, these things are after me.
Totally
they're trying
sold
to...
me on that book. I'm going to have to go get it.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
It is really awesome.
You can read that after watching Hudson Hawk.
Whatever.
Because she's going to go right out with Chuck after the show and buy it.
You have to watch Hudson Hawk.
They're going to buy it together.
You have to buy it.
You get the book,
you don't have to buy it, but...
Yeah.
You get the book, I'll get the
see movie.
Okay. So I find some value now in going back to my bookshelf and rereading stuff like that.
I've been rereading a lot of my books lately, but
And I'm doing that with my Xbox collection too, in anticipation of Assassin's Creed 2 and Bioshock 2.
Yeah.
Although Assassin's Creed 2 just got delayed to February.
I hope it was for a good reason.
So I do too, because Bioshock 2 will be out in November.
Yeah, right in time for Christmas.
Right in time for Christmas. So.
But February releases lately have been pretty good games. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been doing a lot of spring releases of games. So.
Well, and the way I understand it, this Assassin's Creed 2 takes place in Rome.
I love you, Chad.
And in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the visuals are going to have to be even more stunning than they were in Assassin's Creed, because a lot of that is desert.
I just hope that they take the cue off of the Batman Arkham Asylum game. And make the game non-repetitive. That was the one thing that killed Assassin's Creed for me, was how repetitive it was.
Yep.
I mean, it was...
Me too.
You shut up. Every place you went, you had to, you know, track down somebody, smack somebody around, get some secrets, then, you know, kill a few people.
Right.
You know.
But the graphics
can,
in that game, when it was released 3 years ago,
beautiful.
It was an absolutely stunning game.
On the 52-inch screen, you know, watching...
Even now it still is.
Watching... him, the assassin, do those dives from three stories up in HD.
They call those?
I don't know. He's diving off a building.
No, they...
Faith
something.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, leaps of faith.
Leaps of faith. Yeah.
Doing those leaps of faith, you know, it you know, just gave me butterflies. You know, the first time I saw it. It gets old after a while, though.
And a lot of the new games coming out, at least for Xbox, are very visually stunning. I thought Arkham Asylum was beautiful in its own way.
I got to go back and replay it outside of detective mode.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, playing the whole game in detective mode.
Yeah, I did too.
So it's like, wait a minute, I pop out of detective mode, I'm like, these rooms are gorgeous.
Yeah, and when you walk through parts of the campus, especially after Ivy gets out.
Oh, yeah.
And the campus is all infected with plants and stuff.
Yeah.
The It really is beautiful. It's a beautiful
Poison
game.
Ivy's hot. Oh, my God. She is freaking hot in the game.
In the game, she is.
She is phenomenally hot.
Yeah, they modeled her after me.
Actually.
Totally.
Really?
That's not too far off.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy.
Did you guys get an opportunity to play the GameStop special level, the Scarecrow level or whatever?
No, which one was that?
God, it's you can only get it if you bought the game from GameStop.
GameStop, really?
And, the walls are shifting around. There's this one sequence where Bruce Wayne's walking down in the middle of a corridor, and or Batman rather, and it's his parents. And there's nothing going on. There's no enemies. And then suddenly
I played that level. There is a scene in there where it's a Scarecrow level, but you're Bruce Wayne as a kid. You end up being the kid, and you come up on your parents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I thought that whole game was awesome.
There's the only thing that gets kind of repetitive is the fighting a little bit, but for the most part, you do it in between different types of missions, so it doesn't get, you know, super. I love the stealth missions where you get to go around and kill everybody without getting caught.
Yeah.
Those are hard.
Yeah. And I like you can do a lot of Batman moves too, and I think that's what's missing from a lot of reproductions of games. Like you can do an inverted takedown.
Those are awesome.
You know, and
I wish you could have done them from the beginning.
Yeah.
But apparently I heard that one achievement, and this is given a little spoiler, is that if you take a guy out with one of those guys that you, after you did an inverted takedown, you know, they had to kind of hang from the gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you get a guy to go underneath to check him out and batarang the rope that's holding the guy up and take a guy out with the guy that he hung up, you get an achievement for that.
See, I don't think I got that one. I haven't had a chance to play the mat pack either. But the one thing I was worried about with the demo, and I think we talked about this, was the gargoyle thing was going to get repetitive.
Yeah.
But I don't think they didn't actually use it that much.
No, and then they threw in that level where the gargoyles were booby-trapped.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. That really pissed me off.
Well, and then there was another one further along where there were only three. I don't know if you're that far yet. Have you beat it yet?
I am in a room where, right now I am at the room where there's the Joker, and he's got two big guys that are coming after me, and a whole room full of guys, and he had the Scarface puppet.
No, you're not quite that far then. But yeah, there is one room a little further ahead in the game that only has three gargoyles.
I just got to the party.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's further ahead than that.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah,
I thought after I beat that, I was done. After I beat that, there. Mm-mm. So, no, okay. Nope. I guess I'm only like 60% in then.
You have to get through 70, the room full of
probably
guys.
Probably closer to 70.
There's a whole room
full
of guys.
Yeah, and they're playing Disco
Inferno,
and they all have hot pants on.
They do, and then they try to slap you around.
It's unusual for Batman, but I can see how with the codpiece it fits right in.
Bronze rings.
Yeah.
And bronze rings.
Like, he's got that one, after he gets in that fight, his armor's all messed up. He's got the scratch. You can kind of see
crystals.
His nipple.
I know.
Those hot. With that, let's end the show. Thank you so much for listening to the Can-Man Show. This has been episode 54.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow. 54.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tonight, for the music, I think we'll close with, I don't know. I'll go back and play some Jonathan Colton stuff.
We should just sing something.
That's all right. I want people to listen.
Play the
again.
New Can-Man theme song from your caller.
Yeah, no. No.
We've got enough begawking in this show as it is.
Yeah. So thank you again for listening to the show. Make sure you give us a call on the Can-Man Show hotline, 7577-CM-SHOW. We want to hear from you. We want you to be part of the show.
Come to Frightmare Forest this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else we need to throw out?
Butters rocks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Saturday Night Volume, Dirty Penny, Veins of Jenna. LA Sunset Strip Rock and Roll here in Cedar Rapids.
Okay. Thanks for the shout out.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Peace out.
J'aimerais bien que tu nous laisses entrer. Je pense que je parle pour tout le monde en disant que je comprends tes réticences à accéder à nos légitimes attentes. Mais là on a une urgence, vous allez tous crever. Ça va pas coûter les yeux de la tête. On veut juste vous bouffer le cerveau. On est coincé ici, on pourrait faire une sorte de compromis. ouvre-nous la porte. Puis-je vous choper pour vous bouffer le flambeau. Je ne veux pas Pina éteint, mais es-tu vraiment sûr de toi? Passer toute ta vie dans un bureau, ça te va peut-être maintenant, mais un jour tu seras à court de bouffe et t'auras plus de munitions. C'est clair que tu commences enfin à réaliser que l'ambition c'est vraiment ce qui t'a toujours manqué. Mais j'en ai pour toi, car je vais te bouffer. Ça va pas coûter les yeux de la tête. On veut juste vous bouffer le cerveau. On est coincé ici, on pourrait faire une sorte de compromis. Ouvre-nous la porte, qu'on puisse se choper pour vous bouffer le cerveau. J'aimerais bien t'aider tant d'une façon. J'apprécie réellement notre collaboration. Je suis pas un monstre tant, enfin, techniquement j'en suis un. Techniquement. Ça. J'ai qu'on finira bien par s'entendre. Je passerai prendre des nouvelles de mes collègues sans te rallonger ta porte. On planifiera ça plus tard. Je suis heureux de voir que t'acceptes les critiques constructives. Malgré que tu sois surbooké, je sais que c'est l'enfer. On réglera ça plus tard, quand je t'ouvrirai la tête.
Et la tête, alouette, alouette. Ah.
On veut juste bouffer le cerveau. Non, ce n'est pas si bête, ça va pas coûter les yeux de la tête. On pourrait faire une sorte de compromis. Ouvre-nous la porte, on puisse vous choper pour vous bouffer le cerveau.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see. I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go. Cock!